Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Omicron cases fall across America, WHO health officials are now warning about a new variant being called the stealth Omicron. The World Health Organization is reporting cases of BA.2 in more than 40 countries, including the United States, India, Germany, and Australia. BA.2 is a subvariant of Omicron. The Supreme Court has agreed to review a challenge to the consideration of skin color in college admission decisions. The court said Monday it would consider a pair of lawsuits alleging that Harvard University and the University of North Carolina discriminate against Asian American applicants. Journalist Pete Williams on CNBC.
And it could result in a decision that either bans it completely or vastly scales it back.
The two lawsuits filed by Students for Fair Admissions, a Virginia-based group, says skin color should play no part in the admissions process. USA Radio News.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The growing violence in the United States, including against police officers, is on pace to set new records in this young year. Republican Representative from Wisconsin Glenn Grotham on Newsmax says it's a result of Biden administration officials and district attorney's soft-on-crime stance.
Well, I think we've had kind of an anti-respect for law enforcement. The Biden administration has been screaming racism, racism. And I think out of that, like in my backyard in Milwaukee, we hit another all-time record high in murders last year. There was a time Milwaukee was the safest of the 25 largest countries, but instead things have gotten so much worse. And I think it's a combination of Joe Biden encouraging lack of law enforcement, and secondly, law enforcement itself, and by law enforcement, I don't mean police officers, but I mean the district attorneys, that sort of thing, going soft on crime, not having high enough bail. You let the criminal element out, and of course, you're going to have more crimes.
We are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Russia is poised to attack its neighbor, Ukraine, many Americans are asking, how did we get here? One professor is putting the blame squarely on the Biden administration and their decision to remove the United States from energy independence. In October of 2017, the U.S. imported only 18,000 barrels of oil a day from Russia. In October of 2021, we now import 206,000 barrels a day from Russia, giving them the power and finances to act aggressively. Associate professor at King's College, Brian Brenberg on Fox News, explains the energy equation.
We've got a big problem right now because as President Biden has pulled back production in the United States on energy resources, it has handed power to Russia. Think about that. We have handed power to Russia. We have handed power to Middle Eastern countries. This could have been a year when the president says, let's get production back online. Let's make sure that the U.S. retains its energy independence. Let's make sure that we can provide the world's needs on energy. Instead, we have handed all of that to the Middle East and Russia. And now, look, this reaping the rewards of that. Europe's reaping the rewards. They are heavily dependent on Russian oil. That's not going to change in the near term. It's a huge point of leverage for Vladimir Putin. So we have an energy problem. If you want to understand what's going on in Ukraine, You got to look at energy markets. It all starts right there.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. If someone had told Reverend Byers that his vision for global missions would not only survive 75 years, but also share the gospel in multiple languages and countries on three different continents, he might not have believed it. We praise God for the longevity of the Tide Ministry, and we're grateful that we get to be part of God's mission to save his lost children. Looking ahead to the future, we've unrolled our Diamond Vision Plan, which highlights five key features for potential growth. Many listeners request Bibles and Christian literature so they can learn more about Jesus. The third Diamond Vision facet is Solidify, which defines how we will develop and supply more resources to help new believers to grow in their faith and live in right relationship with God. To learn more about the Tide Ministry's goal to improve the sustainability and strength of our strategies and structures for the discipleship of new believers, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, and it requires all hands on deck. Thank you for joining in. If we're going to get this country back together, we've got to find out how we can once again reason together and meet in the middle. Look at these antithetical forces have done everything they can to keep us at each other's throats. I mean, this is something that has been the history of man forever. When there is a power struggle and an attempted takeover, I mean, this kind of, without using words like coup, in a sense, it is what it is. I mean, you want a change in power structure. Well, then you've got to create dissatisfaction. It's an age-old game. It's happened time and time again. And you got to understand that our forces here, and I'm talking about our bureaucratic forces, the military-industrial complex, CIA, FBI, they've done it to other nations. I mean, and so they know how it works. And what we have to be careful of and be aware of is that maybe these forces are at work against the American people. And you go, okay, why? You know, what's up here? Why are the forces that we support and pay and want to believe in, why would they do this to us? You know, that's the question that we need to ask. And then we need to make sure that we're not buying into the propaganda and the narrative that is unsubstantiated by the truth. That we're getting so emotional about this that we're willing to shoot first and then ask questions, or not even bother with the question, just shoot, you know. And how are we going to come together? How are we going to be the United States? I mean, we are the divided states, divided people of America right now. Thank you very much. You know, these elected officials, these power-hungry mongers that Lindsey Graham pointed out, you know, during the Kavanaugh hearings, when he so emotionally said, as you'll recall, you know, you guys are all about power. I hope you don't get it. Well, guess what? They got it. And elections have consequences, and we are paying the consequences of this. You know, whether we're talking about COVID, whether or not we're talking about, you know, a war with Russia, what's going on here. And as Luis Miguel brought up, you know, so brilliantly in the first hour of today's show, is that, you know, they're not talking about, you know, the Biden Inc. compromise. You know, what's going on here? You know, we know that Hunter Biden, the Biden family, well documented by reporting of, you know, people that we've known and been able to trust, you know, Peter Schweitzer included, talking about Biden Inc., about the Biden business, the reveals that have been. But it's like, you know, like people don't care. They just go, okay, well, you know, Joe Biden, no big deal. You know, at least it's not Trump. At least we're not getting angry tweets. You know, I guess that's more important than being energy independent and having, you know, some sense of national security. Now it's all at risk. Why? Why? Because you believed in what the media was telling you, you know, that you should hate Trump and you should love Joe Biden, that he's a moderate, when, you know, now we're finding out that he's really not a nice guy. I mean, you know, and it's not just because he's declining, you know, mentally and these things that are happening. It's just, you know, there's an old saying in the Mexican world in which I was raised, okay, in the Mexican culture, and that is that drunks and kids don't tell lies because they're unfiltered. Their filter is down, and they just tell it like it is, you know, kids and drunks. And I'm not saying the president's drunk. It's just that he's, you know, he's regressing. And but Joe Biden has always been this way. You know, he's been in the Senate forever, and, you know, it was mean-spirited then and very cocky and egocentric. I mean, if you go back and you look into things that he said, you'd be shocked, and try and reconcile his personality and things that he said in the Senate while he was a senator, much less why he was a vice president. You know, just, I mean, here he is, the vice president of the United States. And remember when Barack Obama was going to sign, you know, the signature legislation of his legacy on Obamacare, and he's caught off mic, you know, saying, oh, man, that's a, you know, big effing deal. And people go, oh, Bill, don't be so sensitive. I mean, you know, it's not like you never used the word effing, you know, not as vice president or president of the United States. I'm sorry, I've never done that. But, you know, you kind of expect a certain amount of dignity and decorum from our elected officials. This is why it didn't bother me. I mean, I understand people were upset with some of the things that Donald Trump said. Yeah, you know, they're cringeworthy, and there's no doubt about it. But, you know, we're humanoids. Nobody's perfect. And I'm not suggesting that because Joe Biden said, you know, it's a big effing deal that he should be fired. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying is that, look, if we're going to raise the standard for civility, then we should do it right straight across the board. It shouldn't be something that's, you know, political. It's an apolitical condition of, you know, of being an American citizen, having a higher standard. Holding the truth, holding the godly principles, lest we forget. And of course, when you talk about godly principles in this postmodern culture in which we live in right now, that wants to take God out of everything, and then we wonder why we're living in the chaos that we're living in, when God said very clearly, you know, from the very start, hey, with me, it's good. Without me, not so good, in so many words. This is the Bill Martinez version, okay, not the Hebrew version. But that's really the bottom line of it all. It's like, okay, you can have it your way. But you're not going to like it, but, you know, you got free choice. You can do whatever you want. And so here we are. We're exercising our free choice. And how do you like it now? The very thing that God said is going to happen is going to happen. All this chaos, you know, so much worry about COVID and this disease that's come upon us. You know, all these scientists, we all want to go to the scientists and see what they say. Well, how about going to God? You know, have we tried going to God and saying, God, what is it? What is it about? What is it about this? And for those that have been protected and kept from this sting of death of COVID, I hope to God you're thanking God that he's protecting you, because it's by his hand and his mercy that we're not falling victim to this. Because we've had family members, shockingly, that you go, wait, what happened? Why them? Why not me? You know, that they're gone. And yes, you know, comorbidities and all this other stuff comes into play, and, you know, this faux science as well. You know, as I was having this conversation with a reasonable Democrat this morning, believe it or not, there are reasonable Democrats out there. In talking about this, I said, you know, the sad thing is that we haven't got the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, you know, from these scientists that we're supposed to have confidence in. You know, we pay... We pay Fauci. He's the highest paid government official on the payroll. And the least he could do is give us the whole truth and nothing but. But he's compromised. It's clear that he's compromised. I guess 430 $12,000 a year is not enough, not to mention a retirement fund. I don't know if you saw that. He's guaranteed at least $350,000 a year after he leaves government. It's a good deal, I guess, if you can get it. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Thank you so much for joining us. The conversation continues after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Paul Boardman joins us now. He's the chairman of Decoupled China PAC and host of the American Enterprise Radio. Paul, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here, Bill. It's a beautiful day across America. We want to keep it that way. We want to defeat Chinese Communist Party. I'm running Decouple China PAC at decouplechina.org. We need people's support to do that. We're going to put a pledge out to all the voters this fall, the candidates, to decouple from China 100%. So that's what I'm focused on, and I'm looking forward to speaking about that.
Well, I like this idea, and I say we can do something immediate. We can first of all be aware of why we need to decouple from China, what coupling with China has done in terms of compromising our national security and making us beholden in much the same way as we're seeing what's happening overseas with Russia and Germany. I mean, you know, Donald Trump did everything he could to keep them from coupling, but Angela Merkel could not help herself. And now here she is as a NATO member. She's compromised with Russia, and she's dragging her feet to come to the aid of, you know, the other NATO nations in helping Ukraine.
Well, Bill, I agree with you. It's all working together. So they're working together in tandem to take over the world. And, you know, I look at the CCP and say this is all the worst villains that you've ever seen in every global takeover movie, all rolled into one. And, you know, I was a GOP nominee in West Los Angeles. It includes the liberal Hollywood district, but it had some really good areas there as well. In 94 and 96 against Waxman. So pardon me if I use some Hollywood or movie references, but I can't help.
Well, no, that's okay. I was born and raised in California and worked in LA radio for many years. So you're speaking home language to me. So don't worry about it.
Yeah, we all talk in movie scripts, but you know, I love that, you know, Billy Bob Thornton, Owen Wilson, Armageddon, they're talking about the asteroid. You know, Owen says, "Hey, so you know what's going to be like up there? Plus 200 in the sun, minus 200 in the shade, a lot of sharp edges and eruptions." And Owen Wilson says, "Okay, well, basically, it's the scariest environment imaginable." And that's what the CCP is. They're the scariest environment imaginable. Sure, we can all talk all day about they want to carve us up and sell our body parts, put us in cages, because they want to do that. But
well, they're doing it.
That's what they're doing. They are doing it.
Yeah, they're doing this with the Uyghurs. And then here we are. We're going to support the Olympics. Mm-hmm. You know, the genocide Olympics. We're going to be there. Yes, exactly.
Unbelievable.
Go ahead.
Unbelievable. And, you know, fear is hell. Hell is fear. It's biblical. So that's what they want. They want to freeze us. And we have to find a way to get above it. And we're going to have to use humor. We have to. We can't talk about all the bad stuff all the time. We know it's comprehensive. We know they will do anything at any time. And it is the scariest environment imaginable, but we have to still function and push back on it. And it's happening. The good thing about Congress, right now, the left and the right are coming together. You know, you haven't heard any political talk about China because they can't. I mean, now, every bill that's going through Congress has an anti-China element to it, and it needs to, and it's really not fast enough. But
let me ask you this, Paul. Is this their way to kind of, you know, get back to what China did? I mean, we can debate forever till we're blue in the face and passed out about the release of COVID and the Wuhan laboratory. There's so many smoking guns, whether it's from Fauci and Gates and these other individuals that are interested in a different agenda than America being first. Okay, we get that. And we're not going to get down to the truth of the matter. I mean, President Xi and the CCP, they understand how it works. They admit to nothing. It's just like, you know, like you learn, you know, like Dinesh D'Souza said, one of the things that he learned when he went to prison, you know, several years back was the cons never give up the con. And you can be sure whether it's the cons that are elected in office that work for our government or leaders like Xi or, you know, North Korea's leader. I mean, just go right on down, or Putin. They're never going to give up the con. I mean, they're. You know, that's just the way it is. So what you have to do is, because otherwise you're going to just waste a lot of energy, time, and money trying to figure this out. So now you got to fortify yourself because, you know, as Donald Trump pointed out, what China unleashed on the world has cost the world at least, I mean, think about this, $30 trillion in raw dollars, I mean, in money, not to mention the death, the human carnage that was left behind because of whether it was by accident or purpose, whatever. I mean, they are without a doubt, you know, they're responsible. I don't know how to, you know, move that away from their responsibility.
No, you can't. they're completely responsible for it. So we did phase, Trump did phase one. China decided, oh, here you go. Here's a nice little virus for you. And we're going to just try to equalize the economy around the world. So decouple China pact. Did I ever want to run a pact? No. But 18 months ago, I said, I really don't have any choice. It's a mechanism. It's a get a pledge out to the candidates so they can have something to hang their hat on and we can hold them accountable. So they can say, look, I support decoupling 100%. And the media will be out there, will be driving that message, and they can make that choice. It's the 800-pound grill in the room. We have to talk about this. We have to do it now because China, they will completely mess with us. To me, if there's a problem in America, just look to the CCP first. If there's anything going on that is scary or frightening or strange or different, look to the Chinese Communist Party first. And we're looking at Senator Sullivan, you know, from Alaska introduced the Stand with Taiwan Act. So, in other words, if Taiwan invades, it'll trigger a lot of action, and that's good. So,
I'm sure Eric Swalwell didn't support that.
I don't think so.
Just saying.
But Just saying. I'm just trying to be hopeful and pray that these people can come together and try to think about the country first. And
there has to be a counter
legislation.
Yeah. No, this is a great job, Paul. Congratulations for doing this. I mean, you've got to counter their activity. I mean, after all, I mean, the CCP is well integrated into our culture, besides the, Confucius Institute, which is well documented at the universities that are helping, to stay in touch and, scrutinize what is going on and to influence even policy. And not to mention the CCP with their tentacles in our government and the compromise of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and this administration. I mean, it's it is unprecedented. But this is what happens when you let a little bit of a lie go by, right?
Right. And how many are legitimately on our payroll? 1 million? 500,000? Oh, we have 380,000 college students. In the 2017 decree by China made them spies because there's no due process. They must comply. They must. Mm-hmm. Be debriefed and give every ounce of information that they've gotten while they're in the United States. They have to do that. 380,000 of these people in our country right now, and they're picking up everything, every bit of information on everything.
Exactly.
And that's
what about all these kids that were born in the United States that China sent over to be born in these birth manufacturer incubators? I say incubators, wrong term, but anyway, they sent people here to have their babies in the United States so they could be American citizens. So they'll have dual citizenship. How many thousands, hundreds of thousands, not millions of babies over the years have been allowed to come into the United States and be born here?
Right, and they're going back and forth, and it all started under Carter when he coupled every single government agency. So even today at our embassy, we have government officials there, and somebody from China calls them and says, hey, can you give me a technology transfer? Come out, and they come out, and they give it to them. That's been going on since Carter. It's unbelievable that they're doing that, but they are. And what you're talking about is the bringing people in and out of the country like that with dual citizenship. It goes up and down society. It's in our government contracting. They'll have government contracts. They say they're American citizens. They come here, but they're really going back, and they're going back and forth. So it just has to stop. It's as simple as that. And there's progress being made. I was surprised. I thought when Biden got in, it was completely all over, a complete laydown. At least the military is doing a good job. They're running two aircraft carriers through the South China Sea today. They've circled Taiwan with some airplanes to, show a sign of force to keep those sea lanes open. They are doing some things, and there's, the Quad is being formed. I don't know how real or strong that all is, but I thought it was going to be a lot worse.
Yeah, I did too, especially when it seemed to be more concerned about pronouns and CRT as opposed to military engagement, right? Paul Boardman, thank you for being with us.
To get ripped off
Thank you, Bill.
Into or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Omicron cases fall across America, WHO health officials are now warning about a new variant being called the stealth Omicron. The World Health Organization is reporting cases of BA.2 in more than 40 countries, including the United States, India, Germany, and Australia. BA.2 is a subvariant of Omicron. The Supreme Court has agreed to review a challenge to the consideration of skin color in college admission decisions. The court said Monday it will consider a pair of lawsuits alleging that Harvard University and the University of North Carolina discriminate against Asian American applicants. Journalist Pete Williams on CNBC.
And it could result in a decision that either bans it completely or vastly scales it back.
The two lawsuits filed by Students for Fair Admissions, a Virginia-based group, says skin color should play no part in the admissions process. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here, and we've got Lou Euler, yes, the founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Hey, Lou, how we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing all right. Our nation is suffering under the Biden administration, but I think good people, common sense people, are aiming in the right direction.
Well, the bottom line of all this is the Democrats continue to get it wrong. That is one thing that they've been consistent about under this administration. The first year of this administration has been such a disaster that the party itself is almost revving up for a civil war. And you've got Doug Schoen, who I highly respect, putting out an op-ed saying that, maybe we need to bring Hillary Clinton back for 2024.
Yes. I, it really is crazy stuff that they're practicing. And when you look at the device that they were using, build bigger, best, they
build have back better.
Entirely
yeah.
wrong.
Yeah.
Yes. That's
yeah, build,
the
yeah.
That's yeah. a socialist solution to government is build mm-hmm. it bigger, have it stronger, have it spend your money and, have it run out of money regularly. The traditional American approach has been free enterprise, and we know from recent studies that we've got to reduce the size of government in order to expand the private sector economy of our nation rapidly for the benefit of all of our citizens, not just the socialists, but for the common sense average Americans who make America work.
It's relying on the foundation, allowing the foundation to thrive, because that's what gives you the ability, you know, to go higher and to really build. And this is what we were doing under the Trump administration. We were securing the foundation. And, of course, in less than 1 year, in almost immediately after his inauguration, Joe Biden did everything he could to, as you say, you know, hold on to this mantra of build back better. But, you know, I guess you're not supposed to ask the question, when has that concept ever worked in the history of man?
Now, you're absolutely right. And, you know, the mantra that they are using in many ways is this climate change thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're
yes.
trying to use that to phase out the much-needed fossil fuels and the electricity it produces, and increase the number of battery cars. But when you think about a tragic event like a major hurricane or whatever, people trying to drive to safety, and they run out of gas, and they run out of electricity, they can't get their vehicles going. This is just insanity on the part of the leadership of the Democrat Party.
It's an abandonment of common sense, as you say, Lou. I mean, it's like, who's doing the forecast on these things? I mean, you know, to bring this in, I mean, we've had, we've had wind energy, we've had all these other alternatives around for decades, and they should have proven themselves by now. But it's been just the opposite. It's exposed it for the limits that it obviously has. And just because you will it and say, okay, we're all going to go green at this incredible expense of the people, of the people's treasury, doesn't mean that it is the right thing to do. I mean, if you are an earnest and truthful economist, you're going to see how this falls short. And what happens with Build Back Better, it's Build Back Broke. And this is what we're experiencing right now, just in the early phases with inflation and all this other waste of money that has been taking place under this administration.
Well, and when you look at what is happening, the federal government particularly is luring capitalists from their normal role of being careful users of the capital of the nation, and they're offering them substantial subsidies, our money, your money and mine, to lure people into this electric world. Rich Fink, BlackRock, is an example written up recently over the last couple of weeks in the Wall Street Journal about how he and his team have been luring their companies in which they invest into this woke nonsense. And so we have to protect ourselves and look for the future of our nation and of our young people. This is just off course.
Well, it's like they've done, as you said, with climate change. They've militarized their whole effort. They're forcing people to go along, to get along, to continue to exist. If not, you're going to get canceled. You're going to lose, you know, government support. You're going to lose a lot of money. They're going to force you into bankruptcy unless you go along. And this is the battle that we're fighting in the deep state arena that Trump referred to, that the everyday man and woman doesn't understand. and we're being forced into something that we don't want, that we rejected. I mean, the thing that I find quite curious, Lou, is even the Democratic Party during their primary, the best they could get was about 30% approval of these green deals that they were proposing. And somehow, which astounds me, it's so incredulous that if they could only get 30% of their own party to support these idiotic projects, how in the heck does Joe Biden come up with 81 million votes, become the president of the United States, when his policies would only be accepted by 30% of his own party? I mean, this just doesn't connect.
It doesn't. And then in the middle of all this, the Democrat leadership is trying to push over onto the people a federal election process that would further corrupt the outcome of the vote counting across our nation. And they're doing their best to try and break the filibuster and et cetera, in order to pass such a law, and that could be the worst thing we could do for our nation's future. We have to watch out for changing and putting the federal government in, and all these ballot harvesting and the mail ballots and all the rest. We need to go back to restoring order and forcing everyone who votes to demonstrate that they are a registered voter and demonstrate who they are at the polling place when they arrive to vote.
Yep, without a doubt. And to hear Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden, you know, channel in, you know, Democrats who believed in restricting the vote, you know, over the years, and bringing them into the everyday discussion as if, these were just ne'er-do-wells, but lest they, you know, really understand, the people understand, is the people that Joe Biden was referring to were Democrats themselves that wanted to invalidate votes and restrict the black voting privileges and that sort of thing. And, you know, and here they are trying to act like, you know, this self-righteous attitude that they're so concerned about the vote. They're not concerned about the vote. They're concerned about one thing and one thing only, and that is a predicted income outcome that keeps them in power. That's where it stands, Lou. Hey, Lou, where can people go to get more information and to activate their citizenship?
Yes, limittaxes.org. Let's work together to restore common sense to America.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker,
we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ready, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Salvatore Giorgiani is going to join us in just a moment. He's a pharmacist, a senior science advisor to Men's Health Network, and a past chair and chair emeritus of the American Public Health Association, and a former Alumni Association board member of Columbia University School of Public Health. Dr. Sal, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. Happy to be back, and Happy New Year to you.
Well, I want to talk to you about, obviously, COVID and all that's going on. It is like the world is starting to lose its absolute mind over all this. I mean, we've been all over the place with it. We don't know who to trust, what information we can count on anymore. Everything is so confusing for the everyday citizen. You know, I think part of the good thing is that they're starting to say, well, forget about Dr. Fauci, forget about Joe Biden and the government. I'm going to go talk to my doctor. And they're finding that in some cases the doctors are, you know, giving them the kind of counsel that they've needed all along, and getting on top of this. I mean, here we are dealing with Omicron. And though we're finding out that it's very contagious, it is not as lethal as, you know, Delta or the initial blast of COVID-19, is it?
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. We were hoping that was the case, and it's turning out to be the case. It also has a very interesting pattern, which we saw in other periods when we had so-called waves or spikes, that it goes up very quickly, and then over a period of 2 to 3 months, it declines very quickly. It seems to be a pattern with this particular virus. But your opening point, Bill, I think is an extremely important one folks need to keep in mind. I have long espoused that we need to drop back to the way healthcare was delivered in the old days, in 2019, where an individual patient had a conversation with their individual physician, their pharmacist, their nurse practitioner, their psychologist, physical therapist, and then decisions were made jointly based on the information that is tailor-made in a conversation between the provider and the patient. And that's really very efficient, very effective, very important healthcare delivery models. What we're seeing now is public health models, which is very different, or population health models, which is looking at the overall health of an entire population, and how that has, I think, obscured and taken away the individual decision-making and the individualized care and advice that you get. I think it's important to keep that in mind, because soon after this Omicron and COVID is under control, or at least, manageable, we are going to, once again, I think, have a conversation about universal federal health care. And if you want to know what that looks like, this is what it looks like.
Yeah, and it's a mess because experience has taught us, Dr. Sal, just as you said, it's about individualized health care. The government comes in, it's one size fits all. We saw the presentation, we went through the mess of Obamacare, which still is lingering, it's on life support, so to speak. But it really is not emblematic of a free nation, of a country that has been so innovative and that could do so much better when you get the government out of the way. All these regulations, they're not helping. And I mean, we've had enough experience to be able to answer that question. Is the government helping or hurting? And this particular case right now, the government has got in the way. They've gotten in the middle, and you've got Dr. Fauci, the god of science, who wants to be the be-all and end-all, which I don't know what he's thinking, you know, if it's just ego or what, to try to, you know, be, you know, the final answer in all this, because clearly he is not. This is a very dynamic process that's going on that requires, you know, local attention and attention that can be done on an immediate basis, not one that has to have you looking over your shoulder to make sure that you're complying with federal mandates so you don't get yourself in trouble and put your license in jeopardy.
Yeah, yes, it's a big concern in the professional healthcare communities. Unfortunately, we are seeing individuals who've been practicing in their professions, respected professions across the board, who are being disciplined, cajoled, called out on expressing an opinion about how things should be working and what their opinions are in managing COVID. I think that's unprecedented. We don't have that in any other disease condition, diabetes, hepatitis, infectious diseases of other natures. And why we have it here, I think, is driven by this view that the narrative has to be controlled by a single entity in order to create a good, sustainable, understandable message. But unfortunately, we haven't seen that. What we're seeing now is confusing information that seems to shift every day, every week, every month, unclearly presented to people, and most important thing, lack of a conversation with an individual to help them understand why something is important. You know, when you have a diagnosis of diabetes or high blood pressure, your provider sits down with you for a few minutes, a precious few minutes, but sits down with you and explains to you in the context of your life why this is important to manage and how you can manage it within the context of your life. The other is we're seeing not only mandates and management of the message in the extreme, we're also seeing management of supplies, the federal government's push under the emergencies authorization to decide who gets what treatments, what part of the country gets them, how you get them, when you get them, and then glomming on and buying up huge amounts of product, including test kits, by the way, at home test kits, that also places a tremendous amount of authoritarianism, if you will, in the hands of the federal government and removes the ability to access therapies based on individual patient needs.
Well, exactly. I mean, as the government's footprint continues to get enlarged, it does so at the expense of our freedoms. And, you know, the bottom line, Dr. Sal, is that here the government's been so heavy-handed in all this. You know, what kind of grade do you give them? I mean, are we, as President Biden promised, in his inaugural speech was that he was going to, you know, he was going to get rid of COVID, that we were going to be able to be victorious under his administration, under COVID. And the last year has been anything but. It has just been, you know, more problematic, more complex. We seem to be more confused and fearful than having gone through the situation. And the deal is, what I'm concerned about, Dr. Sal, is that, you know, you talk about Israel, four shots not enough. I mean, they've gone through. I mean, we're if our eyes are open, we can see what these other countries are doing and what's working and what's not working. And now here it is. They're so desperate that all they can think about is, hey, let's bring in the heavy hammer. Let's have vaccine mandates. And if you don't comply, for example, in Austria, it's going to cost you 3,600 euros. You know, they're going to throw a penalty flag on you. In Greece, 50 euros. Italy, a fine as well. And, you know, just even for entering a workplace, if you're unvaccinated, for those 50-plus, Quebec also is doing a significant fine. The Philippines, you just go straight to jail. You don't collect $200, Pasco. You just go straight to jail. And Singapore says that if you have any medical bills that are COVID-related, and how dare you be unvaccinated, well, that's on your dime. The government's no longer going to be responsible. Well, this kind of reaction, I mean, how do you stop that from coming here to America?
Well, I think we do have a bit more of a robust oversight process and political process than that. I hope that it doesn't come to it. But, you know, you see that in insurance industry and the private sector as well, where your insurance rates are rated based on various factors. And in health insurance also, it's rated a bit, you know, based on populations. I hope it doesn't come to that as a general context. Can you imagine being fined if you don't treat your diabetes the way a population health model predicts?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the National Institutes of Health helping you understand how to treat or telling you how to treat your cancer? I think that these are very, very difficult scenarios that should get people to stand up and pay attention in the next debate, as I say, on universal health care. The other thing we're not talking about enough, because the discussion is being controlled by the federal officials and, to a great extent, the mainstream media, is therapeutics. We have treatments available now that are much, much better, much more effective than they were before, including the one monoclonal antibody by GlaxoSmithKline to help treat Omicron infections. We have, we're at the cusp of Paxlovid, Molnupiravir being made available to treat COVID. We have other things that we could have used, whether they were fully vetted or partially vetted, but we're not talking about in treatment as much as we should. You cannot eradicate a condition unless you have a treatment to treat that condition, then you can control it.
Right.
That's where we need to be in the epidemic or endemic stage of COVID, which we're moving into very quickly,
right.
I think. Balancing prevention and treatment.
Exactly. And we're hearing a continued success by these doctors who are really risking, you know, their lives to some degree. As you said, they're being canceled by these powerful forces to say, look, you better follow the party line here. If not, you're going to get in trouble. But there's still doctors out there still prescribing hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. And, you know, we're anecdotally hearing, you know, positive results from that, not to mention, you know, just preventative therapeutics, therapeutics that, you know, are everyday natural vitamins that are reinforcing people's immune system, right?
Very important. You know, vitamin D, we've seen good levels of information that suggest vitamin D is an important thing to use. Use of zinc lozenges, which is used frequently in common cold, and that's just another kiss and cousin, if you will, of the COVID vaccine.
Right.
Good overall.
Well, Dr. Sal, we got to leave it there. Look forward to having you back and keeping us up to date. Appreciate the time.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right?
good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi.